up to the baptism, he operated strictly as a human being. Now, if he'd been just a human being, he'd have fused with his thought adjuster and left this world. He had done all that God asks a man to do. His post-baptismal life on earth is not as just as a human being. He is now functioning as a descending son. The combined nature in the post-bestowal ministry here on earth, you have to reckon with a human consciousness and a divine consciousness, and the interaction between the two. Michael had a soul. Rather, Jesus had a soul. He commended something into the hands of the Universal Father when he died, because no seraphim was able to cope with it. And that soul survived. And that soul is still in existence as the human nature of the Master Son, who is sovereign of this local universe. There is a human aspect to Michael of Nebada today. When this little Jewish baby was in his fifth year, he made a moral choice. And it probably was a typical moral choice. And when he made that choice, this thought adjuster who dwelled in left Divinington and invaded the human mind. And that invasion constitutes the conception of the soul. And all throughout the purely mortal career of Joshua ben Joseph, he grew a soul, just like you grow one or I grow one, except he grew a really big one. He grew to the point of adjuster fusion. That's a big soul. That's a soul ready to be born, not by cesarean section, but normal birth. He would probably have skipped the mansion world, you know?
Man.
Time of baptism, the adjuster was detached. The soul is still there. You now have a unique relationship between the human mind of Joshua ben Joseph, the mature soul of Joshua ben Joseph and the thought adjusters, and the divine mind of Michael. Now, when Michael died, Joshua ben Joseph died, just as you will die and I will die someday. Michael didn't die. You don't kill a creator, son. The papers point out that during the time of the tomb, many things happened which indicates that Michael was alive. One of his last words were, "Father, into your hands I commend the keeping of my spirit." That soul went somewhere. Now when you or I die, I know what's going to happen. Our group guardians or our individual guardian will take over. Michael didn't have a seraphim. I don't know where his soul went. But I'm certain that when the Marantia Jesus was resurrected, this was built around that soul, because that's what the Marantia you was going to be built around. Where it was during the 3 days of the tomb is up for grabs. No one knows. Now, when Jesus was released from the Marantia estate, I think that soul went right with him. In other words, the character, the human character of Joshua ben Joseph is still a part of the divine nature, the combined nature of Michael of Nebada. Peter's son is a Melchizedek too.
Yeah.
He is a primary Lenanandek. His character is a mosaic of all of these. Even as the experiential character of a personalized adjuster is the mosaic of all the beings he ever indwelt.